We're up to the Mishnah on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Lo seitze isha b'machet hanekuva. Woman's not allowed to go out with a needle with an eye. That's not a tachshit. V'lo b'tabas sheyesh alei achosem. It's not the derech for a woman to go out with a signet ring. V'lo b'koliar. We'll see what a koliar is as we go on. V'lo b'koveles. V'lo b'tzlochis shel plaiton. That's a... a flask that's filled up with aromatic shemen. Im yotza chayeves chatas, divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that if she goes out with any of these things, it's considered carrying, and she's chayeves chatas. The chachamim potrim b'koveles u'b'tzlochis shel plaiton. And the chachamim hold that by the koveles and the tzlochis shel plaiton, even though she's not allowed to go out, lechora, potrim, but she's not chayev achatas. Those are at least considered tachshit, and they're just osur to go out. That's at least what seems in the Mishnah. Koliar mefarish b'gmara v'chein koveles. The Gemara will discuss what a koliar is and what a koveles is. Plaiten, balsam. Mishcha d'afarsima. It's what's it called? Shemen zayis. A shemen of farsama, balsam oil, that's for a good smell. Chayev eschatas, kesover lav tachshit ninu. The mayor holds these things are not tachshitim, and therefore she's carrying them, she's chayev eschatas if she goes out with them on Shabbos. Omar Ula, v'chilufei hen be'ish. The opposite is by a man. Okay? So Rashi says, Omar Ula v'chilufei hen be'ish, a tabas koi. Only going on rings. The tabash yeshu of chosen im yotze potter. The enol of chosen the yotze chayiv chatas. Rashi two chidushim. One is that it's only going on the tabash, not on the machat. It's not that the opposite is true for a man by the pins, but only by the tabash, and only in regards to being chayiv chatas. That a man is chayiv chatas for a tabash she'enol of chosen. And a woman is chayev chatas for tabash yeshul of chosin. The derech of a man is to wear a signet ring, but from Rashi's mashma, that even a man is osur lechatchila to go out with a tabas she'enol of chosin. It's only that he's not chayev chatas, like a woman is, with a tabash yeshul of chosin. Right? But he's not allowed lechatchila to go out. Okay? So that's what he says. Tabash yeshul of chosin im yotza potter. But it's osur. Right? Even for a man. So tabash yesh bo chosem is also for a man, midrabanan, and tabash ein bo chosem is chayiv chatas. He goes out with it. That's how Rashi learns. We'll go on later, and then we'll see. If there's other opinions here. Alma kasover ula kol midi dechazi leish lo chazi leish. Midi dechazi leish lo chazi leish. That there are things that are fit for a man, but not fit for a woman, and things that are fit for a woman that are not fit for a man. And that's by the tabas. Not everything is like that, but there are things like that. Moshev Rav Yosef. Haroim yotzim b'shakim, v'lo haroim bilvad. Omru elakol adam. Elashadarkun shal haroim lotzis b'shakim. The shepherds used to go out with sacks to protect them from the rain, like raincoats. They would wear these sacks over their body. Right? And everybody's allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, not only shepherds who normally wear them. Everybody, if they decide to wear, they want to wear, it's considered the derech, right? So you see that even though something is only worn by a certain class of people, it becomes the derech for everybody, even if they don't normally wear that thing. But if that's a derech for a certain class of people to wear, like Rohim, it's a derech for everybody. So if that's the case, why isn't something that's a derech for a man to wear also considered derech for a woman, and vice versa? Rashi, ela kolod b'sakin shemistasin bohem b'nei akshonim. They put them on because of the rain. Sakin malbus sak is a sackcloth. Ela kolod them ama apagav de lo regile day. Even though normal people don't usually wear this, migud legave high tachshit legave high nami tachshitu. Since it's a normal article of clothing for this one, it's normal for the other one too. Ela Omar of Yosef kesover ula noshim am b'fnei asrim hei. No, it's people. What's it called? Rohim are not a separate classification of people, and therefore, what's it called? What's normal for a roe is also normal for regular people. But men and women are two different classes of people. What's normal for one tzach is not normal for another one. Right? Women are am bifnei asman. They're a separate class. And therefore what applies to women doesn't apply to men and vice versa. Okay, eish ve'abaye. Hamotzik tefillin. So therefore, whatever is a derech for a man, doesn't necessarily have to be considered a derech for a woman if women don't go out with these things, and vice versa. So now the Gemara is going to ask on that. Eish ve'abaye. Hamotzik tefillin machnisim zug zug. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'ish. A person finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, so he's allowed to wear them pair by pair. So machlokas in Erevin, whether you have to put on one pair at a time, you can put on more than one pair at a time. But the Mishnah says you machnis them zug zug, one pair at a time. It doesn't make a difference a man or a woman. The e'amrs nashim amifnei asman hain, if you say that women are a different class. And therefore, what's derech for a man isn't automatically the derech for a woman, right? If she's not nohuk to wear those things herself. Right? Just because men wear them doesn't make it the derech for women. The hamitzus asei shazman gromahu. Still, and women don't wear. So mitzvah asei shazman grom. The chol mitzvah asei shazman grom and noshim peturos. And menela, a woman doesn't wear tefillin. So just the fact that it's the derech of a man to wear tefillin doesn't make it the derech of a woman to wear tefillin. You see, that's not the case. That women also can wear tefillin, and it's not considered carrying. She put on the tefillin normally, and I'll be zoyin of tefillin, get them out of the street. But to the chora, women don't wear tefillin, so it should not be considered normal dress for a woman that she should be able to wear it on Shabbos. So it says, Hashem Kesavah Reb Meir, Laila's man tefillin hu, b'Shabbos man tefillin hu. Well, Reb Meir holds that Shabbos is man tefillin and Laila's man tefillin. So it's not a mitzvah seish man grom. The only reason tefillin is a mitzvah seish man grom is either you hold that you don't put tefillin on at night, even if on Shabbos, or you hold that even if you put it on at night, you don't put it on Shabbos. But there's a time when tefillin doesn't apply. Therefore, it's a mitzvah that has a set time. But if you hold that Laila and Shabbos are man tefillin, then tefillin is like tzitzis all the time. And then male, a woman's chayiv. If a woman's chayiv, then women wore tzitzis, according to Reb Meir. Therefore, it's normal begging for women, too. Having lay mitzvah sase shalo asman groma. The chol mitzvah sase shalo asman groma, nashin chayovos. Ayis, the Gemara says, v'hohu tzor kela achar yadhi. Right, let's see the Rashi's first. Hamotzi tefillin b'Shabbos. Bishuk, obederech, right? You find them in a place where they are in a bazaar, right? They're in the middle of the road or whatever. Machnison le'ir derech malvus. You're allowed to bring them into the city wearing them. Zug zug, kederech shulovish b'chol. Echad b'rosh v'echad b'zroah. One pair at a time. The cholt son, then you take them off and you go back to get the rest of them. You can't wear more than one pair at a time. But one pair at a time you bring in, go back, get more, one pair at a time. The chozer minir zug acher machnison le'chein kula. That's one day over there. There's another day in Erevin that you can put them on more than one pair at a time. The echad ha'isha, the afogav the lav tachshit the isha ninu. Even though tefillin are not a tachshit of women, women don't wear tefillin. Still, since it's derech malbush for a man, it obviously becomes derech malbush for a woman. The havu tachshit le'ish shari af le'isha. So you see this cloud that women are a separate class, and what applies to men doesn't apply to women, and vice versa is not true. It says, no, Laila's man tefillin hu v'chein Shabbos. Hilkach la'olam zmanimu. Therefore, tefillin is all the time. Night, day, Shabbos, and chol. Ve'ein lohem zman kavua shetei mitzvah sa mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Doesn't have a set time that should be called the mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Li pater noshin, the women should be pater from it. Mehen. Hilkach nokat Laila v'Shabbos, mishum de pluksu b'tarvayu. The reason it said Laila and Shabbos, because there's a machlokus in both of them. There's some who hold Laila is lav's man tefillin, and there's some who hold Shabbos as Lav's man tefillin. The Ihavi Svira Leila Reb Meir, V'chad minayu to Lav's man tefillin, who, if Reb Meir would hold in either of them that it's Lav's man tefillin, Nimtz's man kavua l'tefillin. Then there'll be a set time for tefillin, either not Shabbos or not night. V'havadu Noshim Peturos. So he has to hold in both of them that it is man tefillin. Noshim Chayavos, Hilkach Tachshit, and Hein Lo. When it says, V'hol Tzokel Achar Yadu, Amas Nisen Koi. Now this question is not going back on what we've been doing till now, men and women are separate class, going back on the Mishnah, right? Amas nisim koi. V'hotzas tabas shemotziyasa derech malbush be'etzba, right? If a woman wears a ring with a chosam on it, so it says she's chay v'chatas, okay? So Mara says, v'zeh she'eno tachshit la amai chayev v'chatas. Okay, it's not a tachshit for a woman, it's not the derech for a woman to wear a signet ring. Fine. But this isn't the normal way to carry either. Right? You carry it holding something in your hand, not wearing it on your finger. Hare lo hotziya kederech kol ha-motziin. Shekol ha-motzi dover she'enu tachshit lo motziin oso biyadayim velo derech malbim. Something that's not a tachshit, you carry in your hand. You don't wear on your finger. You wear on your finger tachshitin. So even though it's not a tachshit, but she's not carrying the normal way that you carry things that aren't tachshit. So why is she b'chaya v'chatas? Tamar says, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyo, b'isha gizbori saskina. Talking about a woman who is some kind of secretary. And she normally wears rings. What's it called? Not as a tachshit. It's not a tachshit. But that's the way she carries it. She doesn't carry it carrying it. She carries it wearing it on her finger. It's not a tachshit. So it's still not a tachshit for a woman, right? And therefore, she's chayav. And it's not shel kederech, because that's normal for her to wear a ring like that.
Rashi. Look at everybody individually and how they work according to this.
Yeah, just like rowing or whatever. So, for her, it's a derech.
We said rowing is like everybody else. It's just
no, so therefore, in all noshim, right? Not because of men. Because there's people who do that, right? It's a shayat machlokas over here. We've shown them if this only goes according. We had a machlokas of Yehuda and Reb Meir before, whether an uman is chayiv when he carries derech umnaso, or since that's not the way normal people carry, he's also not chayiv. So some say that this only goes according to Reb Yehuda, that uman is chayiv derech umnaso, right? But that's for sure. There is a sheet that it holds uman, and others hold no. Over here, since a woman, a gizboris, could do this, then it's not just an woman there, ever, all women are chayiv. Rashi, gizboris, shesholachas chosmos tomid lememunim tachteha. She has some kind of job that she sends seals to people who are underneath her. Leimor tznu kach v'kach mos leploni, right? And she has to okay the dispersion of funds. So she sends sealed things, right, p'tzakim, right, she sends a petek that's sealed, give this one this amount of money, this one this amount of money, or whatever. V'hari chosma v'yoda, and she always carries around a seal, because she has to constantly sign things, right, and seal them. Hilkach regilo hilanichob, and therefore, she normally doesn't carry it in her hand, because she wants her hand free to do other things. So she puts it on her finger, not because she's wearing it as a tachshit. She puts it on her finger to carry it because it's convenient to carry it on her finger. So it's carrying, but she's carrying it on her finger in a normal way. Umiu tachshit lo haved lididah, it's not a tachshit. Dein derech noshim bekach. Miu derech hotzaasa shalzu bekach. But this is the normal way for this woman to carry that ring, not to hold it in her hand because she needs it all the time. Her hand would become unusable for anything else. So she puts it on her finger to get it out of the way so she can use her hand for other things. So it becomes derech hotzah, but not tachshit. So now she's carrying it on her finger. So she's chayav chatzis. Gemara says, Omar Rabba, tiratzta isha, ish ma'ika lemeimer. How about a man? Okay, that's very good. For a woman who's wearing a ring with a chosem, she's chayav chatzis. But why a man who's wearing a ring with a chosim or a ring without a chosim? Man without a chosim, right? Why would he be chayav v'chatzis? Elo amarava, pamim sha'odim nosein le'ishto tabas she'esho le'chosim. Sometimes a person gives his wife a tabas that has a chosim. It's his ring, his signet ring. It's not his wife's signet ring. But he gives it to her, laholicho le'kutsa, right? To put it away for him. And he leaves it in her hand, and she puts it on her finger until she gets to the kufsa. So there is a derech for even for a woman of wearing a signet ring, right? Not for a tachshit, but just as to facilitate getting it to put it away. Her husband gives it to her to put away, and instead of holding it in her hand, the normal thing to do is to put it on your finger. But it's not a tachshit for a woman; she's just carrying it on her finger, and that's therefore it's the derech. Upamim, and the opposite is also true. Shehaisha no senes labala tabasha eino leachosam. Sometimes a woman gives her husband her rings, right? Lo licha etzel umen lesake. Right? Woman doesn't give her husband her ring to put away. That lechara is not, right? But she gives it to her husband to bring to the umen to fix, right? He's the one who goes out when he goes to work, so he, what's it called, leaves it off at the person to fix it. And the husband gives his wife a ring to put it away. He doesn't give it to her to go fix. He leaves it on his fingers. He won't forget it. But he doesn't wear those kind of rings. It's not attached for him. And therefore, what's it called? He's carrying it on his finger. Just an expedient way of carrying it. So both of them, therefore, are kederech chotzah, and they're chayiv chatas. Rashi. Ish ma'ikol ameimar. Dekomer ula v'chilufeihem be'ish. It says the opposite is true by a man. The machayiv atabah she'inu lachosim. That a man is chayiv and atabas, it doesn't have a chosim. Well, tzokalach riyadu, it's al tzokalach riyad, shein darko lahutzio bezu derech malbush, it's lakufsa, kidei latzniyam shon, to put it back in the box. The yesh meforim, shakufsa chasumabo, right, that the kufsa is sealed with these rings. Kshepos chachoseres vachosemespo, when she opens the box, you have to reseal it. The lonely here, it's not true. In pain, manachto be'etzboa, she takes the russell the balin boile. She has to return it to her husband. The mashman that she, once she puts it in the box, is finished. She's not going to use it. She's going to return it to her husband. So therefore, what's it called? Since it doesn't say that, it's not mashman like that. Perish, the perish is, she puts in the kutsa, means to put it away. Eitzu umen l'sakno manicho be'etzbo, alma derech otzoi. That makes it derech otzoi. Okay. First of all, the Rif and the Rambam learn over here that when it says chilufehem be'ish, not like Rashi, that it's only going on tabas, but it's going on what's it called on machatu. The machat nekuva by a man is what's it called is potter, and the machat she'ena nekuva by a man is chay. The Rosh, what's it called, says, L'maisa, whatever, how can be chayiv, it's still kalachar yad. And the Rabban says, no, it's talking about what's it called. Sometimes a person puts a machat she'ena nekuva by a man into his clothing to take out splinters or whatever, just to have it there to be, what's it called, available. That's called carry.
A woman doesn't do that?
A woman doesn't do that. She doesn't, no, a woman with a machat nekuva uses a tachshe, machat she'ena nekuva. The Rosh holds that only the Tabas is different. What's it called? And not the Machat. And by a Machat, what's it called? Even a man is chayiv a Machat Nekuva. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down both days. It brings down Rashi, that an Ish is the opposite of a woman for both things. And then he brings down that what's it called that when it comes to machat, a woman and man are the same. Okay. Another machlokas Rashi we saw, and the Rif also holds like that, that a tabas yeshul of chosim by a man is only mutter. It's that shnachay v'chatas, but it's not mutter lechatchila to wear. Right? It's only the shnachay v'chatas. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a man is allowed to wear lechatchila tabas yeshul of chosim. For him, it's a tash. Okay. And lamaisa lahalacha, the Ramban, the Rashba bring down that the bisman hazeh. What's it called? The Rambam also says it. What's it called? The Rambam says it's the opposite. That we're nohag to wear all tabos, right? Everybody wears a tabas yeshul of chosim. Both men and women, that's a derech. Men also wear rings. Right? And that's in the derech in the secular world for sure. Men wear rings, women wear rings, especially she'ein olam chosim, it's considered a takshin. The Rambam says that the minig in his time was that nobody wears rings bechlav on Shabbos. Nobody goes out with rings. The minig, even though it's mutter, but the minig is that people don't wear rings where the Rambam was at least. Okay, let's go on.
Maybe it's still in Weiss and not a car in the Hanukkah.
What?
Why is it not a car of a hanacha? If I picked it up in Rishus of Abing, put it on, and then I put it down
because
in my house.
What's it called? You put it on.
I know, but when I'm actually picking it up in Rishus of Abing.
So what? Then you put it on you. That's a hanacha. It's a hanacha's gufa.
I do hanacha in my house.
But when you made the akira is when you, what's it called? When you walked with it, and you walked with it when it was on you. Not carrying it, you're wearing it. Now you put your hat on in Rishus of Abing, right? It falls off. You put it back on. There's no Akira. Where's the Akira? Right? You made a Hanocha on your body, right? In Akira, when you were standing still. Now you made another Akira with Akira's Gufo, and you're wearing it, so you're not carrying anything. Okay. Veloba Koliar, Veloba Kovelis. My Koliar, Omar, who's this, Rav? Omar Rebbe. Mechabnata. Rashi says, what's Mechabnata? Nushka, it's a pin. We had before Rashi. Al shem shemechavenes v'kosheres miftechei hacholot. It's a pin that, it's like a button, right? Only it's a pin that serves the same purpose of a button. It closes up the openings in her clothing. That's how Rashi learns. There are about five different shitas in what this is, mechavnata. The Pshira Gaon holds, it's some kind of woolen thing that goes around the head, but it's not a clothing. And it's not a tachshit, and it's considered carrying. I don't know why it's not considered clothing. You see other ones like that also. But Tzemach Gaon says it's a bag that a woman carries to keep her clothing in so it doesn't get dirty. The clothing she can take off, she puts into this bag. That's clearly why it's carrying. The Rach holds it's some kind of atara that goes around the head. It's also, but it's not considered a bag, it's not considered a tachshit, it's considered carrying. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's some kind of veil. But it's talking where she's not wearing it, and it could be the other ones are the same thing, but she puts, instead of wearing it, which like she usually does, she puts on her shoulder. Carries it like that. That's what's awesome. And the Aruch says, like Rashi, that it's a pin, right? But he says not that she closes her clothing with it. According to Rashi, if she's using it to close her clothing, then it's not awesome. It's talking where she's wearing this pin, and she's not closing her clothing with it. Then it's taka kari. The Aruch says it's talking about a pin that she doesn't use to close her clothing, but she uses that pin to hold on all her other takshitim. So it's not a takshit. It's just something that's used to hold the other takshitim on, or to hold them together, and that's not considered a takshit, that's considered kari. Okay, whatever it is, that's what a koliar is. Koveles, what's a koveles? Omar Rav, humarto de pilon. The chen omar avasi, humarto de pilon. It's a kesher, right? You have a pouch, that's the word. It's a pouch filled with pilum, which is a aromatic kind of spices. Rashi. Chumarto de pilum. Kesher shekosher bosam sheshmo pilum. It's a pouch that you tie inside of it this pilum. Verecho ori. It smells good. Ubalaz balsamo. It's balsam. The isha shereicha ra to enesoleva. A woman who has bad body odor wears this to take away the odor. So tan rabban lo seitzei bekoveles nim yotze chayeves chatos divrei rav meir v'chachamim omrim lo seitzei nim yotze petura. Rav Elazar omer yotze isha bekoveles lechatchila. Right. So now we have a brisa that introduces a new mandion. We have what's it called? Reb Meir holds that if you go out with a koveles, which we said now is this pouch of aromatic deodorant kind of thing, right? So Reb Meir says you chayev achatas. The Chacham say that you're potter, but it's also to go out. And Reb Elazar says that you're allowed the chatchila to go out with it. The Maikam Miflugei, what's the machlokas? Reb Meir sover mosuyu. Reb Meir holds it's a keep carrying it. It's not a tachshit, and therefore it's a burden, and therefore you chayev achatas. Rabbanan savri tachshit. The Rabbanan hold no, it's a tachshit. For a woman who has bad body odor, this is a tachshit. She has to wear something that make her smell good. Right? But there's a problem. Dilma shalfa machvi. We're afraid she'll take it off and show it to her friends, since she'll end up carrying it. So it's usher to wear, but she's not chayim. Va'asi lasui, and she'll end up carrying it. Rabbi Lezer sover, man darka lemirma, who usually wears this, what's it called, koveles, isha shereicha ra, a woman who has bad body odor. Isha shereicha ra lo shofa machve, right? Velo asi asui, she's not going to take it off the shoulder. Hey, look, I got bad body odor, right? So here's my deodorant that I'm wearing. You don't go around showing those things off, and therefore we're not afraid she'll take it off to show other people, therefore it's mutter to wear. Vasui arvanzer shereicha. Aiva atan yerbelezer poter bekoveles uvitzlochi shol pleiten. They have another brisa that Reb Elazar holds it's potter, mashma potter avalasa. Not that it's mutter. Lokash. Haki koi other Reb Meir, when Reb Elezer is mentioned in conjunction with Reb Meir holds you chayav achatos, right, then it says potter. You're not chayav achatos. Haki koi other Rabbanan, right, when he's mentioned in conjunction with the Rabbanan and not Reb Meir, right, then it says, what's it called, mutter? Because Rabbanan holds osir, he said instead of potter, he meant mutter. Ki koi other Reb Meir domer chayav achatos, omer le potter. Right, so he argues on Reb Meir, you're not chayiv achatas, you're potter. But really, it's mutter. But he's arguing on Reb Meir just to point out, you're not chayiv achatas. Ki koy ad rabbanan, but when he's brought in conjunction with the rabbanan, who say that it's potter aval aser, da amrei potter aval aser, amar iu mutter lechatchila. Then he said, what's it go, but he really holds mutter lechatchila. But to argue on Reb Meir, all you have to do is say that it's not, you're not chayiv achatas. Whether it's mutter or not, that he didn't get into. But he's arguing on Reb Meir in that brought that you're not chayiv achatas. Rashi. Rabbanan Savri Tachshidu Hilkathim Yotzos Ptura Umiyo Lechatchil Lo Seitzik Demushalfu Machia Lemirmei Lohaniach B'tzavara Kamo Shokil V'Rami. Who's the one who usually wears this around her neck? Right? Isha Sharecha Ra Lo Sholfu Machia Shignusula. It's a disgrace for her to go around showing the fact that she needs to have this deodorant. But Tanya Rebelezer Poter V'Hocha Shari Lechatchil. We have a Bryce that says Rebelezer says you're Poter, but Poter usually means Poter Avalasar. Hadiktani poter ki koya Reb Meir. Bahimas nisen lo airi rabbanan. In that price of the rabbanan weren't mentioned. Ela Reb Meir lechudel. The gabi chiyuv the Reb Meir shayich lemisne Reb Elezer poter. There we have to argue on Reb Meir who says you're chayiv achatos. It's enough to say in the maaseh you're not chayiv achatos. Okay. Now it's just that if you would say poter meaning you're not chayiv achatos. Whether it's mutter or not, he didn't get into. He just wanted to knock off Reb Meir. Even though he holds his mutter lechatchila, he didn't get into what he holds. This is not like Reb Meir. Right, where Reb Elezer was arguing on the Rabbanan, and they hold its potter, Reb Elezer, Parish, Reb Elezer, therefore to argue on the Rabbanan, he had to be Matharish, that I hold its mutter. He holds mutter even lechatchila.